They came from Dundee, Hull and Glasgow, from the mines of the South Wales valleys, from Northumberland and from Dumfries. Over 2,000 from Britain, Ireland and the Commonwealth. And they left the comforts of peace, the love of their families and their friends, for the horror and the tedium and carnage of war. Because they knew that Spain's fight was Europe's fight, and they knew it was humanity's fight as well. The boot of fascism stamping on the neck of democracy across our continent. In Italy, a decade before, Benito Mussolini's fascist bands had roamed the countryside, pouring castor oil down the necks of peasants who organised for justice, crushing trade unionists at the behest of big business, before finally seizing Rome. In Germany, 3 years before, the most powerful labour movement on earth had been crushed virtually overnight. Hitler's Nazis already unleashing a campaign of terror against Jews, against socialists, communists, and trade unionists. And 2 years before Spain erupted in civil war, the fascists had marched on France's National Assembly and rioted, conspiring to overthrow democracy and freedom. The lights were going out across Europe, and then the generals rose against the democratically elected government of Spain. And those who fought in Spain, they didn't just have courage, they had foresight as well. The contemptible appeasers of London and Paris wanted a deal with Hitler to drive the Nazis eastwards to the Soviet Union. But these wise, courageous Brits knew that war was coming, and not just any war, a war of annihilation, of destruction, unprecedented in the history of humanity. And while the appeasers did nothing but pave the way to that murderous calamity, the brigaders wanted to stop fascism while there was still time on the clock. And the Western democracies, yes, they abandoned Spain to its fate. They let the fascist planes of Italy and Germany unleash terror against the people of Spain. They stood back as Guernica was razed to the ground. But while the British and the French governments betrayed the Spanish people and the cause of democracy, those brave British people did not. They were there for Spain at its time of need. 500 of them never returning to the families and lovers they had left behind. And those fallen heroes died not just for democracy and for freedom. They died not just for those in Spain, but they died for all of us. Like Alfred Lichfield from Gateshead, who perished at Gander, James Walsh from Liverpool, who died at Jarama, James Bentley from Hull at Calaisay, Thomas Flynn from Glasgow in Chamorro. These young men, they never made it back, but they remain heroes, heroes who fought for all of us here today. And the roar of those lions echoes through the generations. They are the giants on whose shoulders we all stand. And they are an example to us all today. They teach us that democracy and all the freedoms our ancestors fought for at such cost and at such sacrifice must never be taken away from us, that we must never give in to those who peddle hatred and teach us to hate and to despise. And whether it be the Kurds who defend Kobani from the terror of ISIS, whether it be the Greeks who today confront the fascism of the Golden Dawn, the spirit of those young men lives on today. And it is our duty, it is our responsibility, not just to remember that they fought, but to remember what they fought against and what they fought for. And we owe it to them. We owe it to them to build a different world. A world free of oppression, of injustice and of poverty, these which today scar the world in which we live. To build a different sort of society based on equality and justice and free from these scourges. That should be the great legacy in part that they left behind, that they bequeathed to all of us. So let's keep that struggle alive. Let's keep the flame burning which they so proudly lit all those generations ago. And to end with the words of W.H. Auden, what's your proposal?
To build the just city, I will, I agree. Or is it the suicide pact, the romantic death? Very well, I accept, for I am your choice, your decision. Yes, I am Spain. Solidarity, no pasarán.